Home care. This is Sarah. How can I help you?
How you doing, Sarah? This is Marquise. I got a question, right? So when you have a client, if they have to get their hair done and things, how does the transportation go? Do I take them, or do they have to pay for all that themselves? Like, they wait to get there, they Uber or wherever I drive?
Well,
them?
Yeah, it depends. We can never tell a caregiver that they have to drive a patient in their own vehicle, but their service, their insurance may provide transportation as part of their care plan, and then they'll get vouchers for like a certain number of rides a month, and then otherwise it would have to be Uber or whatever, and then the client pays for it, but it's not covered. It's not a covered unless it's they will provide transportation to medical appointments anytime,
okay.
But for anything outside of that, then there's a they would need to speak to the service coordinator and have it added to their care plan.
Okay, so I just needed to know that because someone was asking me, and it's like, well, I'm not sure how that goes, you know.
What should I tell them? Who is it?
It's the patient that I have. It's my mom, though.
Oh.
So it's like, I don't know how to go.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, talk to the service coordinator. They'll probably add some because she doesn't drive, right? So they'll probably add non-medical transportation to there, so that way she can get to the grocery store errands, and she can do things like hair appointments and stuff, and use it at the same time as she, like when she's going to the grocery store, things like that. Okay.
Okay. Okay, no problem. I appreciate you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.